It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. Today is our 61st anniversary Sunday, and we have special things planned today as we honor the Lord and give Him praise for His faithfulness through the years. In our call to worship today, I want to call your attention to Psalm 106. About 3 weeks ago, we had a church board meeting, and I brought this passage of Scripture before them as an encouragement for us not to follow in the footsteps of Israel. God had just delivered them from the hand of the Egyptians. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible in verse 10 of Psalm 106. It says, "And He saved them from the hand of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hand of the Egyptian enemy." It's so clear in that passage that the Egyptian was no friend of the Israelite. They were staunch enemies. They hated the Israelites. They despised them. And God delivered them, the Bible says in verse 11, "And the waters covered their adversaries, not one of them was left." God in His great power. And we look at that and we say, what a wonderful testament to God's greatness and power in delivering the children of Israel. Verse 12 says, "Then Israel believed His words, trusting in, relying on them. They sang His praise." And then listen to this next verse. "But they hastily forgot His works." You know how hastily it was? It's recorded for us in Exodus chapter 14. It was exactly 3 days. Now imagine that. What has just transpired? The Egyptian army has been destroyed in the Red Sea. Not one of them was left. Can you imagine going across the Red Sea on dry ground, looking up and seeing the water as walls on either side, knowing that you had nothing to do with that? It was no power of your own. It was God that miraculously had done this. We get across to the other side. The waves go crashing back down. The Egyptians are killed and destroyed. What a deliverance. 3 days. "They hastily forgot His works." Notice, "They did not earnestly wait for His plans to develop respecting them." Now, I like the wording of the Amplified because it puts it in a little clearer tone. They did not wait for His plans to develop respecting them. You ever get in a big hurry? Plans aren't developing like they ought to be? Stop. Stop right there. The Israelites proceeded on with their griping, their murmuring, and complaining. And how did the plans change for them? The people that were 20 years old and up died in the wilderness. They didn't go into the promised land because they pursued their own plans. What a reminder here that you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, it's our privilege to wait on God. It's our privilege to wait on God. We need to allow His plans to develop. We have the storm that's out there. I don't know what direction it's going to go. We're in the cone of uncertainty, okay? And whatever that means. But, it's easy to hit the panic button, right? Just hit the panic button. We're out of here. We're gone, you know. And, we just need to let the Lord undertake. We need to rest in Him. Let His plans develop. He may have other plans for that storm. He still owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and the wealth in every mine. And He's still in charge of things. And so we have to trust His sovereignty. The children of Israel looked after 3 days, their stomach started growling, and they said, "He's left us out here. We're on our own now." But wait a minute. Is God still in charge? Was He still in charge on the first day after the deliverance? Was He still in charge on the second day after the deliverance from the Egyptians? Was He still in charge on the third day and the fourth day? The answer, of course, is what? Yes, but in the mind of the Israelite, it was, no, He's not. We're on our own. Folks, we're not on our own. Praise God, we are not on our own. We have a wonderful Lord that's in charge, and we look to Him for strength and help. And as we look ahead, I don't know how many more days we have or years before the trump sounds, but our desire is to honor the Lord and let His sovereign will be performed in our lives and not to ever hit the panic button, but to let the Lord unfold His will, and we be satisfied. It may not be as fast as we'd like. Oh, I know that there are many today that are saying, "Lord, why don't You just come back? Take us out of this thing." Maybe He wants us to go a little further. in our trusting of Him, in our relying upon Him. Maybe He wants us to grow a little more before He takes us on. Are you willing to grow more, or have you stopped growing? Well, the Lord has ways of doing that too. He knows how to get the tiller out and the shovel and the pickaxe, and He'll start rooting around our lives, because if we're His children, He won't let you get back with stunted growth. He wants you to be growing. And so let me encourage you on this anniversary Sunday to submit to the sovereign will of God in your life, and don't ever stop growing. You just continue to trust. You just continue to rely. Don't hit that panic button. You just let the Lord undertake, and His will be performed in your heart and life, and you will know the blessings that only God can give. But if you rush ahead of Him and you forget, like the children of Israel, then God will start withdrawing blessings. He'll start pulling them away. The Bible says He sent leanness to their soul. Leanness. They didn't have enough because they were pursuing their own plans. May the Lord encourage our hearts this morning to pursue His plans and His will.